Yitzvach. We're up to Kufayin Hey Sif Beis. Hopefully the next few Sifim will go easier, and I hope to cover Mitzvah Hashem if we have Yatzlach to cover four Sifim this evening. But before I do so, it's Kedai Techaza, the Yisodis, what came out of Sif Aleph. This Sim is talking about the Isser of Paiskim. When are you allowed to be Paisik? When are you allowed to go contractually, go into a deal with the seller, make up a price in advance, and pay him up front and lock in the price. We discussed last week what happens if you only pay a deposit. We had Fashid in the Heterim and different Ofanim. It was interesting, I just grabbed a saw, and even that the Achronim discussed, we were discussing cases like by builders, where the house is not finished yet, other types of cases like that. I saw tonight that one of the Heidegger's forum talks about even a caterer. He tines that even though the halacha is that poiskin on schirs, which means Hashem and kufayin vav, the halacha is that poiskin on schirs is much easier. It means if you get a worker to work for you and you're paying him in advance and locking in a price, that will be easier. So a caterer on his malacha, we can get by. But he says that on the foods that he prepares and sells for you, and right now it's an Ein Lah, he doesn't have those foods ready yet. And if you can dan it as it's lo yotza shar because it's not benimsa to be gotten right now, there might be a problem of paiskin, and you'll have to have the other term. Again, that's if you would pay up in advance. My understanding is you don't, you only pay a deposit, and once you only need to pay a deposit, we've had the heter of the Masham last week, that as long as you pay it just a nominal amount, just to convey that you're serious and you're willing to go through the deal, but it's not like you're giving a halvah to get the deal working. It's not because your 20% or 10% that you put down, that's what makes it that price is locked in. It's nekuda just as that church shows that you are serious about the deal and you're not going to back out. Mamela, that's not a problem of a place mitzad that deposit. But if you give a larger amount, clearly then you're going to have a problem. Obviously, every industry is a kafir industry. What the normal amount that you give as a deposit just to convey that you're serious in the contract, but not because you're giving the seller access to the money. Okay, so basically what came out in Sif Aleph was that you're allowed to be paiskin, al peris, even if it's an ein loy, if it's yotza hashar. We discussed it's a machloikis, machab, and ramo, what type of hashar is necessary. So machab says that you need the middle shar, and the Ramah paskins even the lowest shah. That means the Mechaba holds that the shah has to be stable enough that it will last for, let's say, a week, or last for some time that will give both the seller and the buyer the ability to purchase it on the market if they would need to do so at a leisurely, at a convenient pace. They don't have to run there right now. And there are mohos that no, you don't even need that shah. It's only an issa d'rabban and yesh lakov issa d'rabban. It's machlekes rishonim how we paskin. So different mohos paskins l'kula that no, you can get away even with the lowest shah, and that is as long as the market is kavua enough that the seller right now has the ability to run to the market and buy it. So I don't know what you need then, but it doesn't have to be at a leisurely pace. Even if it's quicker than that, that's also enough. Maybe a day is enough, whatever it is, depending on the thing. And that's how we paskin like the Ramah. Well, we're going to see tonight in Mitzvah Shem and Sif Beis and Sif Gimel different types of Sha'arim. And then when we get to Sif Dalet, then we're going to discuss the dinam of Yesh Loi. That means even if it's Lo Yatza Hashar, but you'll have a Heta Al Yesh Loi. And we'll discuss, hopefully, if she's in the cases. Let's take one Sif. They like the Sifim. Let's take one at a time. Sif Beis. Hayu HaKadoshes B'medina Dalet Zayin B'Sela. If you would like to get new Chitin, fresh Chitim, then they charge Dalet Zayin B'Sela. It's cheaper. You can take Dalet Zayin B'Sela. They're not dried out yet, so they're not as valuable because it will be harder to ground up, to make flour out of. The Yishanis, but the old Chitin, the ones that are already dried out, that easier to work with, more valuable, that's Shloisha B'Sela. That, you only can get 3 pounds, three Zayin B'Sela. So here you have two different items. It's really the same min, they're both Chitim. One is Chadosh's, that's inferior quality, so therefore you can get Dalet Zayin B'Sela, and Yishanis HaShloisha B'Sela. The halacha is Ein Paiskin, you're not allowed to be Paisik on this, at Sheyetza HaShar L'Chodesh El Yashin. You can't be Paisik until the Shar comes out, both for the Chodesh and for the Yashin. What does that mean? Let's see the Tzad Sifkot and Beis. Taisa zeh loshen Rambam. The words in the Mechaber are the same loshen as the Rambam. And what does this mean? Because of Azeh Magid Mishnah, the Masher from this loshen ein paiskin without any exception, just ein paiskin. Shafila al Yishanis begimel ein paiskin. Not only can't you be paisik on the Chadoshes bedalid, but you can't even be paiskin al Yishanis begimel. What's wrong? The Shah came out already, begimel. We had our halacha before, as long as the Yotza Hashar, everything's fine. What could be the problem? So, like the Magen Mishnah, this is an exception. Vatam, the Chosh Yesh Chilik Min Chodesh L'Yoshin. If it's the same min, and you see that there's a difference, there's a discrepancy in price between new chitim and old chitim, lahav ishar kavu klal. You can't be soida, it can't be a shar kavu. If you have the same item that carries two different sharim, even though it's not mamish the same, right? One is chadash, one is shonis. But if you have the same item that carries two different sharim, then we know that either shar is really not set and stable, because you see they're eventually going to meet each other or get closer to each other, and if you never know where the shar is going to land. Sha'asid liyo is shavyon, because eventually their real value, their real price is going to be oi be'echad. It's going to end up being one of the other. It has to be one, either this or that, or even better yet, or pachas. It might even be pachas, mehen, or yaisa. Could even be less than the three, or more than the four. You never know where it's going to land. So therefore, because of a discrepancy in price, that dictates it's as if there's no sham. If there's no sham, then Allah is ain paiskin. Unless it's yeshua, we're going to learn. But if it's ain loy, you can't rely on this sham. That's the Shita of Rambam, and Lukhari the Mechaber goes with the Shita. Now, if you learn, okay, the Avo Batur, he brings down the Machlek. It's Avo Batur Kosov, not like that. What does it mean when he ties up the Gemara, the Ein Paiskin? Eino Yachol Lifsoik Shiitin Loi, Afilu Mikadoshes. You can't be Paisik to get Mikadoshes. Umisha Balabai is Dalet Soim Besela. Mashma, Homichadosh is begimel, a kosher can Yishon is begimel paisik. That you could do. The Yishon is shar is a good shar, the Torah says. And that's how Rashi goes. The Yishon is shar is a good shar. What is a problem is only the Chadoshes. And the reason why the Chadoshes is a problem is not anything wrong with the shar. The Yishar of Chadoshes is also good for Dalet. Because if the Yishon is shar is good for Gimel, then the Chadosh Yishar has to be good for Dalet, Zayim V'Zehelah. So why is the Gemara saying, Ein Paiskin on the Chadoshes? The reason is, if you skip towards the end of the Taz, he says, like five lines at the end, Vatam, the Hod the Chadoshes midalid. You know why you're not allowed to do that? It's not because there's something wrong with the Shah. The Shah is fine. It's a new problem. Mishum Shalo Yevshu Kala Tzarech Hadayin, because it's not fully dried up. Vapaisek al Chadoshes, when you go to a seller and you ask him to provide you flour, to provide you chitim over the year, even though now they're kadoshes, but when you're expecting delivery in 3 months' time, then they're going to be yoshones, then they're going to be fully dried out. So, come to it, a place on the kadoshes, lo yikablim yimeno akshav. You're not getting them the way they are now. El elikashis yavshu kozorkum. You're going to get them later on when they're going to be yavish. Oh, we'll get to yavish 1 second. So, come to it, if you're only going to get them later, means you're expecting delivery yoshones. Since you're expecting delivery, Yishonis, so the shar for Chadoshes doesn't help you. That's where the Taz fears are. So Lefize, if you talk to Kishon Mekabel Anshav, you're going to ask him for delivery in a few days from now, where you're still going to get Chadoshes. And Echanami, then, Yeshu Yeshu Lo Moto, that's not a problem. What we're talking about, according to Rashi in the Torah, what we're talking about is that you're going over to a seller, and there's no market for Yishonis, let's say, or the market for Yishonis is only 3 son besela, but you don't want that. You want more. You want 4 son besela. And you're going to use an excuse, hey, but the Shar Chadoshes is out for 4 son besela. So, Grashi, that's not going to help you, because if you would want Chadoshes taka, it would work. But the fact that you want the Chadoshes that's out there in the market now, but you don't want it delivered like that, you're waiting for delivery after it becomes Yishonis. So basically what you're doing is you're asking for Yishonis. So if you're asking for Yishonis, you can't ask for Dalet Zayin Besela. You'll have to be limited to the market price of Yishonis, which is only Gimel Zayin Besela. So according to Rashi, it's a very simple Gemara. It's no Nuchidushim in Sha'arim. Like the Rambam Shad, It's a chiddush that as long as the two sha'arim don't meet, then we never know where it's going to land, and as if there's no sha'ar at all. Seifer gadotra, seifer yishonis. According to Rashi, the sha'arim are fine. That's not the problem. What the problem is that what you're asking for is really yishonis. Even though there's a sha'ar nefer gadotra, but you're asking for yishonis. And if the whole het is also the sha'ar, then you're limited to the sha'ar's price. You can't get more than the sha'ar's price. If you're relying on the sha'ar, you got to go with the sha'ar's price. That's Rashi. And that's what the Taz says. Kum toisle Rashi. If you're asking for chadashes, that would be fine. Or if you're asking yeshonis for gimel son v'sela, that would also be fine. Okay. Now, what would be about yeshlo? Right now, we're talking about yotza hashar. So Shmuel Mechal wants to know what was going to be about yeshlo. So let's say if you go like the first pshat of the Rambam, that the whole problem here is only exactly like a problem in sha'arim, that the sha'arim don't meet. So, enochanami yeshlo, as we're going to learn in Sev Dalet, yeshlo is a simple letter, it has nothing to do with charim. If you have it, you're allowed to sell it. So, memele, if the guy would have the wheat, that would be fine. Now, if the problem here is like Rashi, so then you have to know what is the guy yeshlo. If he's yeshlo yeshonis, so good, so you can be paisakal yeshonis, because then tight. But what happens if he's only yeshlo an chadoshis? The only thing he has in stock in his warehouse is chadashis. The season just started. All he has is chadashis. They didn't dry out yet. And now he wants to be paisik on the yeshle that he has. He wants to be paisik. Does he have a het out yeshle? So to remind the Eilim, we once had in Kufa and Gimel a din by Deluim, Kari, that if a guy has a melon, a cucumber, whatever it is, that's a zeras, a half an amma long, and you want it to be delivered at the end of the season when it's going to be an amma long, and it's memela karabu, grows by itself, things happen by itself, the mechaber says over there that it has a halacha of yeshlei. That's as if it's yeshlei, because you're being paisik on this item that I have, and this item that I have is going to turn into the item that you need. It's going to turn into an ama. There was one provision, and that is that it has to be the derech to sell it as is, even a size of a zeres. So as long as it's a normal type of a mechir, because people sell it as the half-size cucumbers and melons, then you could already be placing on a full-size cucumber and melon, because that's the yeshlo it will go. So here too, this is the same thing. If we'll say that it's the norm for people to already be paisken to purchase chadashis type of wheat and store it themselves, then even if they ask to be paisik on it, and the guy has chadashis, that will be fine, because even though it's going to be delivered as yeshonis, but that's memela, the process, the drying out process comes from memela, and that will be yeshle. That would be according to Rashi. There happens to be a ritva, who says not like that. L'chayr, it should come out like not like that. The ritva says a slightly different pshat in Rashi, and the ritva says that the problem here is because over time, it loses stuff. Right? When it dries out, it shrinks and becomes small. So let's say the guy has 1 pound of apples now. If it's over time, it's going to shrink. It's going to shrink to 3/4 of a pound. That's what the Rava says. And that's why by Yeshonis, he has a problem. That's his spin on the halacha, why you can't be paisken ala chadashis, because it's going to turn into Yeshonis. So the shar for chadashis doesn't work for the shar Yeshonis, because the shar for chadashis was dalet sign besela. Good, but that dalet sign is that they're going to turn over time into gimel sign. So therefore, you can't have the dalet sign and still have it besela of Yeshonis, because there is no such musig of a shar for dalet sign Yeshonis besela. Later ritva, if the guy's going to have yeshua, let's say only four sayin, then to deliver later on four sayin would not be a het of yeshle, because by that time it would shrink down to three sayin. So that won't work. Okay, but that's the shot is just a mitzias. But yes, in concept, conceptually, silate the Ramam shot, silate Ranjib shot, if you'll have yeshle, you'll have a heter over here. All right, it's a simple halacha. Let's move on to Siv Gimel. Hayu chitin shel lekutais. A different type of play on the sha'arim. You know what, maybe I should add, this machloikis between the Rambam and Tur, whether the sha'arim that have a discrepancy and eventually you see going to move, so you can't rely on such a sha'ar. I didn't see anyone, but I think it's pasha, that it's just a sha'ar of mitzias. Because we already know in the Mechab and Ramon, Sif Aleph, there's a machloikis Mechab and Ramon, what type of sha'ar do you need? Do you need a sha'ar that's going to last? The medium shah, let's say a shah is going to last for a week, or do you need the lower shah, the shah is going to last for a day or two, whatever it is. So, tell me, it's just a shah al-Metziah. So let's say you have a discrepancy of the shah. So let's say the Rambam learned the Gemara, that discrepancy of shah means that it's going to move, it's going to fluctuate, it's not going to stay there. So Bishlam with the Rambam and the Mechabu, Paskins and Sif Aleph, that you need the medium shah, and it's got, which means, let's say, it has to stay there for a week till I could leisurely get to the market. So then I could hear that if it's a discrepancy, the chadashas go for four and the yeshanas go for three, then I hear the svar of the Magen Mishnah. You see the discrepancy, you know it's going to fluctuate. So, I mean, I don't know the metzias, but let's say the metzias was, it will fluctuate over time, so by the end of the week, it's not going to be at that shy. So the Rambam literally does it, and the Machaber literally does it, Taka has a problem. But we pass like the Rama and Sif Aleph, that you don't need that shy. All you need is the lowest shy, as long as you can get it now, within a day, let's say, you can get it now, you can go to the market right now and get that stuff, get the merchandise, get the fruit, whatever it is. So then, even if you tell me that there's a discrepancy, and even if you tell me that the discrepancy causes a fluctuation, that the market is not stable, who cares? In order for it to be a problem, it would have to be so unstable that this discrepancy indicates that it's going to fluctuate now, it's going to fluctuate today. Be right, it's not so unstable, it's going to stay like this for a day or two, then who cares, it's going to fluctuate by the end of the week. I still have the heta of the shar shel ayar, is the smaller shar. Now the Rambam didn't argue on the Mechabe here, maybe you could, Kedarka because she does argue, unless it's a Dov of Mafush, maybe you could attach the Mechabe like the Tor, or maybe he's talking about such a case that the discrepancy causes that it's going to fluctuate immediately. But what I'm trying to bring out is really the Metzias here is a non-issue, because we already know how to dan a shar. We already know in Sevala, we have a Machlekes. If it's going to last a week, it's good for the Mechabe, and if it's going to last for, let's say, a day or two, it's good for the Ramah. So if you tell me, even when it has a discrepancy, it's going to fluctuate, you have to determine how soon is it going to fluctuate. And as long as it stays like that for a day or two, you already have the Ramah, so the whole thing is a non-issue. Basically, what you have to know is, do you have shar shel ayaris? Sorry? No, I have no problem, but why didn't the Ramah say something on the Mechabe? If the Mechabe is stimus hamash mois, the Lashon of Mechabe indicates like the Rambam, because it's just its aim place, much aim place in cloud, so if he had held like Rashi, he should have said so. And even if he held like the Rambam, he should say, well, you have to know, how soon is it going to fluctuate? You have to know. I don't know why the Rambam wasn't, you know, mentioned, especially since the Torah is mashal. Not like, okay, look, but I'm just saying, for us, how to apply today. Obviously, we're not talking about Kadosh and Yishonis in today's environment, right? So you want to know how to apply this halacha today. I think it's a non-issue, because I think this halacha is the same thing as Sif Aleph. Do you have Shar Shel Ayaris or not? If you have it, then fine. All right. Sif Gimel.
Like the Rambam, the fact that the Kadoshis of the Dalit and the Yishonis of the Gimel, that wasn't the normal, or that was just, it happened to be like...
Right now, the season just started. So
it didn't happen every time.
So apparently not. He said the Magen Mishnah Taisha of the Rambam that as long as it describes, eventually they're going to meet each other. Now, how could they meet each other? Mamish is hard because one's inferior, right? One's Chadash, one's Yishonis. But I guess it's not so inferior. There's not really such a difference. Maybe there are Milas and Chadashes, like the Gemara says, and then the Vazov. There's a Milas Chadashes that it could last longer. So even the Yishonis might be superior quality because I can make flour now, but it'll spoil in a year. Kadoshes will spoil in a year and a half. So it could be miles each way, and eventually they're going to land at the same price. People,
generally speaking, they had the same shire.
Correct.
For some odd reason now, the shire went.
Right. Correct. I don't know if you can apply to such a mitzvah today. I don't have offhand a dogma. All right. Gimel. Fifth Gimel. Hayu chitin shel lakutais. What is a lakutais? The Gemara says lakuti basa lakuti. It means aniyim are going around getting leket, right? Pish aniyim hamalaktim leket shikhupeya. What's the significance? The significance is that their quality is not great. In there is going to be mixed other types of payas. Instead of chitin, you can have shifon, you can have other things mixed in there. It's not going to be grade A quality. And their chitin, which is grade B quality, they sell it for dalat tzayin b'sela. The Shal Balabayas, but the Balabayas, which is superior quality, which is 100% chitin, no, nothing mixed in, that goes for Gimel. So now you have the superior chitin for Gimel Tzayin Bezela, and inferior chitin, because it's mixed chitin, for Dalet Tzayin Bezela. So the halacha is, Paisik l'lakutis k'shar l'lakutis. You can be paisik for the l'lakutis k'shar l'lakutis. It means if you want to purchase from an ani, even he doesn't have it yet, you're allowed to purchase from him for Dalet Tzayin Bezela. What he's going to deliver is this inferior quality, and that's already Yotzeh Hashan. V'lo Yifsoik, however, you're now allowed to be poetic l'balabayis. You can approach a balabayis and ask him also to give you Dalet Tzayin Bezela. Actually, yikva hashar l'balabayis, until the shah is kavua for balabayis, how much a balabayis would sell them. What does this mean? So it means like this. If you want to go to a Baal HaBayis and get from the Baal HaBayis Gimel Soin Bezela, that already has Yotz HaShar for it. It means the superior quality, it's Yotz HaShar, it's Gimel Soin Bezela. If you want to go for a Loka to get Dalet Soin Bezela, the inferior quality is also good, because that's Yotz HaShar. But you want to go to a Baal HaBayis and get inferior quality stuff for Dalet Soin Bezela, that you can't do. Koshikin, you can't go to a Baal HaBayis and ask for superior quality Dalet Soin Bezela. That means if you want Dalet Soin Bezela, that you can't do from a Baal HaBayis. Gimel Soin Bezela, you could do from a Baal HaBayis, and Dalet Soin from Lakutis, you could. Why is it different than Sif Beis? So the Taz points out, and Sif Beis, we're talking about Be'etzim, the same Min Chitim. So Chadash Yishonah, that's really not a difference, it's the same Min Chitim. So we know that the discrepancy in price indicates that there is really no Shar Kavua. Here, there's two different types of Minim. There's the grade A min is a chitin which is pure chitin, 100% chitin, and then there's a grade B that has mixed in shifun and other items mixed in. So this is, the discrepancy is not an indication that they're going to eventually meet. Faket loilam vaed, the price for chitin from a Baal HaBayis is more than the price of chitin for a lokot. So each shar independently is a good shar. The problem just is you can't, you know, play the game. You can't go to a Baal HaBayis and ask him to deliver Dalet Soin Bezela. His shar is Gimel Soin Bezela. Now, what the Gemara...
For the same good that they only have, why not?
Oh. So the mashmais of the Mechaber is that you're not allowed to even ask from the Baal HaBayis, even Dalet Soin of Lakutis Bezela. You can't even ask the inferior quality for a seller. So what's the reason? So if you look in the Tassif Katan Dalet, the Gemara explains why you can't go over to the Baal HaBayis and ask him for Dalet Soin Bezela Stam, without any explanation. You know, you just want Dalet Soin Bezela. So the Gemara says, Mefarisha Gemara Zaktotaz, Bishleim to go over to Olokit, Ilesle, he doesn't have it, so what? But Yazif Malokit Chavri, he's not ashamed. He can go over to his friend, the Ani, right? In the same business, this is what they do for a living, they collect Leket, he'll go over to his friend and borrow from his friend. That's not a problem. Have a Baal HaBayis, Eless, like we're talking about, he doesn't have it. Zila de Milsa, for him it's embarrassing, it's below his dignity, Lemezif Milokit, to go over to Ani and borrow from an Ani, Lokit. Means you need over here, since the Shah is not 100% Kavua, because it's at the beginning of the season, you need over here the concept, and this is what Rishonim pointed out, Taisis, you need over here the ability not only to be able to buy it on the market, but also to be able to borrow it from somebody else. So a Lokit, an Ani, could borrow from another Ani, but a Baal HaBayis, an Ashi, is not going to go borrow from an Ani. And the only people who have access to these type of quality are the Aniyim, the people who go around and get Lekit. So therefore, he doesn't have the ability to go borrow, so for him, it's not going to be a Heta. For a Baal HaBayis, you can't be Paisik on this inferior quality. That's the first shot.
Why would the Baal HaBayis be selling this? Obviously, he has it.
Now maybe he'll go in the market and purchase it later on, or maybe eventually he'll get it, he'll purchase it from the Aniyim. But right now, they say, Taisa says that the ability to purchase from Aniyim right now is not enough, even though normally Yotz HaShar is enough, the fact that you can just purchase it. Taisa says here you need more, you have to have the ability to even borrow too. The fact that you can just purchase is not enough, because it's not a real set in Shar, it's just the beginning of the season, so it doesn't count yet. So the Gemara's first teretz is because the Baal HaBayis can get it. In a way, it's like lo Yotz HaShar, because what you need is the ability to borrow, and he doesn't have that. V'ibay Zemezak the Gemara, man de yov zuzi lebal... Later on, when it settles, if he'll have it, yeshlo, fine. But more into the season, that will also be fine. If you tell me more into the season, when it's mamish widespread, that anim already have, you know, they're selling, they opened up shops, so then you don't need the ability to borrow. So the Baal HaBayis is entitled just like anyone else. He can go buy it on the market. If it's yeshlo today, it's not a problem. V'boi seima, now comes the second terrace. V'boi seima, man do yoiv zuzi le Baal HaBayis, min astam, someone who buys payers from a Baal HaBayis, a peri shapiri yod. His intention is to get good quality. If you go to a Baal HaBayis and you tell him you want goods delivered, and then later on he's going to deliver you the inferior quality, you're going to have a taina. That wasn't what the deal was made on. So Zok Tetah is beautiful. It's really a Rashba who says this. V'nira di yesh nafkusa minei b'ananak shnei terutzim. What is the chilek between these two terutzim? I have a chilek, Zok Tetah, nafkamino. L'inyid, im oma Baal HaBayis behedya. If you go over to Baal HaBayis and you contractually make up with him, lehedya, yevina l'cha pera dolakit, I will give you the inferior quality, then it's going to come out. Liti Rutakam is also why, because you need the ability to borrow and the Zila Beilamevile Ezekam Alokot Vyitin Lamishalok. He doesn't have he's embarrassed to go approach a locket to borrow from him. So eventually he's going to give his own goods a better quality, and that you now let her do. But a Latir Cheney, but if you look, go like the second Teretz of the Gemara, that the only reason why this is us is because it's understood that you're trying to be Pesach on the superior quality, on the Balabaita's goods, so then it's going to come out to be Tzmutah Bezeh, because if you make up Lahed, you want the inferior quality, and for that it's Yatzah Shah, that's fine. So comes out, there'll be a Nafkamina, this too. This shaila that Mesh is raising will be a nafkamina between the two terutzim, and he says because atush afilu matus loket lo yifsekum balabayis. Why? Because when the terutzim kamo the chumri is passing the chumra. V'chen yesh lechav and divrei hashulchan aruch kan that when he says the lo yifsek means lo yifsek klalim balabayis matus loket of a balabayis begimel vaday shari. So you want to know why you can't be paisek begimel for amdalit balabayis even matus loket? It's because we go like the first teretz the chumra that you need to have the ability to borrow. And a balabais, he has the ability to borrow, but you know and I know he's not going to borrow because he's embarrassed to do so. So it's as if it's lo yotza ashar. Okay, that's the halacha. All right. Let's move on. We have a heta of yeshla. Let's move on to siv dalet. So basically, again, this siv gimel, I know a practical application really. Shailas of how to dan sharim. What you see from here is maybe an union that if it's the beginning of the season and the shah is not a real shah yet, then you have to have ability according to the Taisa says, Taisa something more like that you need to have the ability to borrow as well. And if you don't have that ability, then it blives like lo yotza shah. Maybe that's how you could take. I'm not even sure I have a practical application for that either. All right, let's move on. Imhoya. Now this halacha sifdal is very important. This halacha is that you're allowed to be poisek on yeshloi. And what we see from this halacha is the yeshloi doesn't have to be a full yeshloi. Even if it's not a finished product, it's still a raw product. The halacha is how raw is it allowed to be? And let's see it. Zakta mechab, imhoya lemoicha, if the moicha has me'oisei hamin, he has what you want to be poisek. Even though it's raw, it's not finished, the product's not finished yet. Muta lifsei galav, you're allowed to be paisik. Ad kedei ashir sheyeshloi, provided whatever you're being paisik, he has. That means if he has 10 pounds, you can't be paisik 100 pounds. You're only allowed to be paisik. Ad kedei ashir sheyeshloi. It's a concept we discussed many times, that even though lagabi the heta of saw of the saw, we know that you don't need to have the entire saw. If you yeshloi ma'at, you can be paisik in a love harbe. When you exchange min for the same min, that is a heta. Even ma'at is considered a heta for paiskin. But when it comes to mecha kumemka, like this type of a case, you've been giving money and you want in return goods, there to have a heta of yeshla, you have to have the entire amount that you're contractually going into. So we're here, that's what the Makaba says. Ad kedei asher sheyeshla, there's a tazis diikna Makaba, that leisagi kanim yeshla ma'at meyosim min. It's not going to work. Even shemechu from mechira, you need to have the entire min. So, okay, but I'm allowed to have akadei ashir sheyeshlai, even though it wasn't nigmar malachtoi, and even though, Zakta Makaba, afa pisha adayin lo yotza ashar, even though there's lo yotza ashar, and it's not fully finished, I still have a het of yeshlai. Now, what does it mean? How raw does it have to be? Or how raw can it be? V'hu, Zakta Makaba, shlo yei mechusa, elo melacha achaz. Provided it's only missing one melacha, oibes, or two melachas. If it's missing one or two melachas, that's already considered yeshlei.
Yeah, what's
mechus a gimel melachas? If it's missing three melachas, that's also. What is considered a melacha? A melacha is a stage, a process. So let's take an example, a piece of furniture. So if I go over to a guy, he has wood, nails, glue in his shop, and I want to purchase from him a piece of furniture. He doesn't have the piece of furniture made yet. So you want to say, but it's Yeshla, he has all the materials. So the Gemara has a lot of the Gemara. He's got the Mishnah, the Gemara goes through. I don't know why the Makaba doesn't mean any of them, but they're like, I don't know, five the Gemara is brought down in the Gemara. But let's take this case of furniture. So what does he have to do? First, he has to cut it down to size. So that's one stage, one process called cutting. Then he might have to, I don't know, he might have to sand it. It's a second process. Or let's say he's putting formica, he'll have to lay a glue on it, that's the second process, stick on the formica, he might have to, I don't know when they do the cutting of the formica, but if they do that afterwards, so that's a third process of cutting the formica. Besides, screwing the nails in, that's a fourth process. So he has a bunch of processes to go, and if you're staining the furniture, so you have to cut it down to size, screw it together, sand it, stain it, and then I guess shellac it on top. I don't know how they make sure that the stain doesn't come off. So that's five processes. That lives like ain't like. But let's say the guy already has the furniture cut down and it's very screwed together, just as raw. You just see it's a wood color. And all he needs now is to stain it and shellac it. I'm assuming that's two I don't know much about furniture, but I'm assuming there's only two processes left. That's fine. That blibes the Eishloi. So you could go over to a guy who has a piece of furniture that's raw, and you could ask him, you know, maybe Bedavka keeps it raw, so you could choose the stain you'd like. No problem. That's considered already Eishloi. Let's say you'll have a guy who has a couch. The furniture's made, but it's not upholstered. That's it. Right. It's not upholstered yet. So if that's one process to upholster, that's fine. But if you tell me that chutz from the process of upholstering, you also have to cut down the material. I don't know if you could debatable. I don't know how it works, but if you have to, A, cut down the material to size and then sew it together around the cushion or whatever it is, that might be two processes. But two processes also fine. Three processes, you have a problem. Really, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, how to touch up this Mishnah. The Mishnah's Mavu, you don't have to have the end Gemara Malacha. And as machlekes, Rav holds that the cutoff point is this halacha. We pass him like Rav. The cutoff point is two malachas is fine, three malachas is a problem. Shmuel says that anything is biyad adam, even a million processes, that's fine. So it means, like Shmuel, you go over to the guy, you want to buy furniture, and he has all the materials, that's fine. Unusual ruach shenu metzuya that day, so the winnowing blibes bidei shemaim. The Gemara gets around it, says, no, I can take a fan, so I can do it bidei adam. But if something would be bidei shemaim, that would be a problem. That's Shmuel's halakha, but we don't pass like Shmuel. Like Shmuel, I think in today's day it would be much easier to go like Shmuel, because then anything bidei adam, most things are bidei adam, anything bidei adam is already shen yesh. But we don't pass like Shmuel, we pass like Rav, and that is that you're limited to two malakas. If you have two malakas, it's mutter, even if one of them is bidei shemaim, the Shach points out, because we pass like Rav. If you look in the Shach of Konches, I feel em biyad olagami el bidei shemaim, it's mutter. The ikud is two processes left or three processes left. You have two, it's fine. Three is a problem. Let's say in the graphics industry, right? So he has to design the graphics. So that's what we call the design is one process. Then he'll have to print the graphics. That will be a second process. Or
that's what I was going to ask. The printing aspect itself, is that considered one process? Or do you look at each stage, each color they print on?
Or they do a little different levels of printing. I mean, they don't print on one machine in one shot.
Yeah, it could be one machine. But that one machine takes it.
And anyway, I think if you press
and cuts it, is that?
Oh no, the cutting could be another process.
One machine that does all.
Yeah, okay. But what I mean to say is printing by Shehu is one process.
Right.
So the printing on the problem. But if then you're going to get folding and then you're going to get cutting, that's additional processes. Even though it's easy and even though it's biyadai.
One machine.
I think even as one machine, it could be.
And besides, it's printing.
Oh, wait, you're pressing one button and it does everything.
If you did it, then you're also one.
No, he skipped a major thing. Before you print it, you have to set it up. That's moments of separate law.
What do you mean? That is design.
No,
do the design.
No, design is first you have to figure out what you're going to do. Then you have to set up.
Wait a minute, you have to make the graphics on the page, you look how it sees, it doesn't look so good, you add a little color, you add a little graying, and you take a picture and your backdrop, that's design. So even though design could take you 10 hours, but there's one process called design. See, they go by processes, it's not by time. So the process called design, then you have another process called printing. That's the second process. If you have to, Lamarchal, make plates.
Printer, you have to even put the colors that you want to use in the right places.
What do you mean? That's part of design. When I made the design, you do that already.
One designing or the printing?
What are you talking about?
When you design something, you have to sit and think, and like you said, on the computer, you figure out.
So now on the computer, it's beautiful.
After that, you have to have the printer do those things.
That's called pressing a button. You press print, and it prints.
No, we're talking digital printing.
Are you talking about?
No, that's if you're
doing
desktop printing.
There's digital printers.
That what?
That you press the button.
Good.
And it prints it.
Good. And what's the other choice?
Conventional, where you work with ink, where you have to take the file, create plates out of it. That itself can be.
Oh no! So if you're in Kadam, you're taking plates, or let's say by Swarm that you have plates or blueprint, you know, whatever they have. What is it called? Those plates, we don't have plates today, but you need to have like one.
No, they still use plates for the most part.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, and economy, that would be another process, and that would be a problem. Well, let's say, let's talk on a practical application of a good example is tefillin, let's say, or parshiyos, or sefer Torah. You're buying a sefer Torah. Now it's a concern they're trying to buy Nevi'im, right? So it's a process that takes a year. By now, and to the end of the year, the price will probably or possibly change. But we're going to lock in the price with the sefer right now. And I want to buy from him parshiyos. My son's getting bar mitzvah in a year, and I'm going to get special, who knows what, from Eretz Yisrael's parshiyos. And therefore, it's going to take a long time until they come. If it comes too quick, you don't feel good. So it has to take a long time to come. And the parshiyos, and the bat until they come, everything until they come. So good, it's going to take a long time, right? So now you want to order these parshiyos. And you're locking in the price now, and these parshiyos do not exist. It's a double shalom. At least they tell you so. Really, he already has the parshas, but if you, like I said, if you give it to you right now, you don't parshas. He's ma'ana. It's parshas. It's enough for ben yadam lechaveir that it's not going to make you feel happy. So he gives it. He makes you wait 3 months till he gives it. But let's say he taka doesn't have the parshas on hand, right? And you want to know is do you have a heta to lock into a price? The price can bezmanen have discussed this problem. So let's work it out. Let's go through all the tzedakah.
He has another set of parshas.
Different set of parshiyos, and a chanam, you'll have a heta of yeshlai. That's very good. And a chanam, that's good. As long as he has one on hand, and we...
That's not the parshiyos he's giving you. You don't want those parshiyos.
Oh, one second.
You're getting the ones from Marva.
No, I'm thinking. He's talking about, let's say this guy... the same parshiyos. Let's say you want, let's make up a name, you want Rosenberg parshiyos, let's say, right? A mumcha, who knows what, you want his parshiyos. And let's say the guy you're going to has one Rosenberg parshiyos, but he can't give it to you, because then he has to give it to somebody else. Because then he has to give to the guy who ordered from him a year ago, and it's deliverable now. So that he's giving that to someone else. But if he has it, so even though we discussed, it's Kedai Techaza, that Rashi Shita is, that Paikin and Yeshla is only Mutta, Pashas, that's Rashi Shita, Gedulu Chum is Madaik from two different Rashis, only if you deliver those Pashas, or one of the Pashas that you have on hand, and if he has to give this to somebody else, it's not going to be a Heta. But we pass him like Taisis. Taisis clears the Shah, at least starts off like Rashi, he ends off, and that's how we pass him. We pass him like Taisis, that Yeshla is a Heta, even if you don't deliver those. So you're right, as long as the guy you go to has one Pashas of that Seifa, that you only want Rosenberg Pasha, that Seifa, then it's going to be fine, even though he's not giving you those. That would be fine. So the Enochanami that I'm not discussing, that the Enochanami is a good heta called Yeshlai. What I'm discussing is the guy doesn't have any parshiyos. He has to order it from Eretz Israel.
First of all, there's no shahar in parshiyos. Every cipher is different. You want that cipher.
But good. So you want to invoke the heta of the Tres Lamesha called Ein Shumot Yedua. That's fine. But I believe that when you have a shame dover of a Seifer, and you can get his parshas from a few Mechrim, that will bribe Shumasa Yadua. Because the ancient Shumasa Yadua is, because every single item needs an individual assessment. No two couches are alike then, not when it was mass produced. No two clothing are alike, no two anything are alike. But when you're talking about the same Seifer, who has the same handwriting, the same Gishmaka style, if you go to this very same Meicher, sometimes they'll have five patches of the same Seifer, and you could pick and choose, that if you don't want to wait, you know, you can pick and choose from these five, and they're all the same price. Even though bread here, the dollar wasn't so good, it doesn't make a difference. It's this Seifer has commands that price. And you can determine his price on the market, go to three people who sell pashas, and you'll determine a price. So it is Shumasa Yedua. If no one has them, then it can't be too much of a Seifer Yedua.
Demand.
So good. So here's patches. You can call a bunch of Seiferim, even they don't have in there, all on order. How much does Rosenberg patches command? His patches command $1,200. Okay, good. So that's fine. So we know we can determine our price. So I don't think you could apply the heta of Shumasi to us. And if you could, and again, if you have an example, I'm thinking, let's say you have a case, you have a Seifer Mumka, he doesn't have the patches on hand, you got to get them from Eretz Yisrael. What are you going to do? Right now, what do you do? The standard problem. So let's try to work it out. So, Granda, really my case, what we're talking about in America, is you're talking to a guy who's not the one who's going to make the parshas. So it's a little more difficult. But let's talk about Rosenberg himself. You have an in, a connection, you're going to call Rosenberg himself, he's going to make you parshas. But Rosenberg himself doesn't have parshas. Everything he made, he already gave out. You're asking him to make the next round of parshas. So you're number 7 on the list. Mir Tashem will get to you in August.
Even though Rosenberg is Biyuda to make parshas, that doesn't mean
Yeshla? No, we just said Biyuda only works if it's Ksarin two Malachas, two prophets. So we have to know. So writing No problem. That's one process called writing. That's very easy. But before they do that, what they have to do is they have to take the cloth and cut it down to size, and then they have to make sirtut, mesartet it. That's the second process. And then writing already is the third process. So if the person already has...
What,
the cloth?
No. It comes off the behemoth, though.
No, when the sofer buys it. When the sofer buys it. How many lines, how spread apart it should be. But yes, if the sofer, but what happens, let's look at if the sofer already has mesurta dika cloth, and all he needs right now is to write, so it's very good. So he's only missing one malacha, even though it's a whole avodah. It's very good. He's missing only one malacha. If he already had the cloth cut down to size and it was not misartit yet, then he's missing two malachas. I don't know if that's considered a malacha. No, because it's nothing to do with the writing itself. If that's a muksha himself, you have to do tshuva before he writes as well. If he's missing three malachas, if he didn't cut it down, then that's a problem. And certainly if he doesn't have the cloth yet, that's certainly going to be a problem.
Yeah, and he's right. Sometimes they run out of ink. They have to make new ink.
If it's taka eila, then he doesn't have the material. Then you taka can have a problem that it's eila. I'm talking about if he has enough ink. No, but if he has to make the ink and make the cloth, that's a separate process, and then you can have a problem. Now, let's say he has...
Is this all talking about if you pay money in advance?
100% if you pay money in advance.
Money.
If you don't pay money in advance, if you pay nothing in advance, then we don't have a problem with Paiskin. I'm talking about you put down a deposit, and the deposit is... He has access to the deposit. It means it's a halval. And if you tell me that you don't have the head of the masham, the head of the masham is that if it's just a deposit to convey commitment... But if you give, they need the money.
Sure. I bought my phone without any deposit.
Doesn't matter.
Pay when I pick it up.
Do you feel as good if you would have given a deposit and remember it's locked in and I don't know, you get like a whole.
If I haven't got some money, I give them.
Okay, so in a Konami, you're right. I'm only talking about let's say you order a sefer Torah. Let's talk about a sizable purchase. You're ordering a sefer Torah, it's $35,000. I don't know, but I would assume that the sefer asks for money up front. I would assume so. And I would assume he's asking more than just a nominal 10%. I don't know, I could be wrong.
He's asking, let's say, I did a fifth of the sefer Torah, pay me a fifth. So it's for something that's already done.
Okay, that's a good ha'ara, but if you want to invoke that, then you're going to have to, you would have to, l'chaira, say that the fifth that I'm giving you is for... You know, the thing by Asherhu, but I don't think you want that. You don't want that. You want the final product. You don't care if he's four-fifths done. You're not interested in getting a raw product. If you're willing to buy a raw product, fine. Better yet, if you're willing to buy a raw product, I have even a better etzah for you. I have an etzah like this. The person suggests this etzah, and that is, it's not so easy to do, but that is that you buy all the materials for him, and you own it. Some people would like to do the Mahadah when they do a Sefer Torah because they want it to be their Sefer Torah, whatever it is. And they hire the Sefer, not Batari's seller, but Batari's worker. Batari, he's your Kablan to write a Sefer Torah. The Nafka Minas, I can give you a bunch of Nafka. The Marias Fason in Baltolom, which we once had, discusses this, that when you order a Newman to do something, or it's on to make a piece of furniture, or a cloth, a mezuzah, whatever it is he your prior? Or is he your seller? It means, will it be subject to the dinam of Baltolan or not? So he says that if you provided all the materials and all you need from him is the labor, so then he's your poil, it's a schiris, so there is Baltolan. But if you're just ordering to, you know, custom order, but he's providing all the materials, graphics, custom order, we don't give you the paper and the ink, we just tell you we want this and you have to deliver this product, then that's really a seller, and it's not subject to Baal Tolan. Well, those halachas will play enough community here too, because our halachas of the Issa Paiskin is only when we're dealing with a seller-buyer relationship. However, we're dealing with a poil, a kablan, like I discussed, we have to see if I involve, but when you're dealing with a poil, a kablan, as long as you make a kinyan that he can't back out, or he starts the malacha right now, then there's no problem with Paiskin. Special had to buy kablonim and poilim, that they view it like as if the job already was done, and whatever, however you want to touch it up, but there's no problem of poiskin. So if you're willing to create a new type of structure with these guys, what you can do is buy the cloth and then buy all the ink, or tell them, to be makna the cloth and the ink, whatever it is, to, you know, to make a kinyan for you, that you own this cloth with this ink, and then you're hiring them as your poil, and then there will be takamut. You can have a poil, and that won't have a problem of poiskin, but then you should know you will be subject to baal tolin, so you have to make sure to pay him on time. And then you also, if you already purchased the material, if something goes wrong with the material, then it's your loss. It's your headache, right? We're talking about you do a poiskin, it's really the seller's item. So if there's a nanas, he has to give me a different item. He has to deliver me something else. But if you're going to make this kinyan right now and something goes wrong, it's your thing that went wrong. For some reason, he messed up Hashem's name and he has to throw out the pasha because he can't fix it. It's a mechikas Hashem, whatever it is. It's your parasha that went under. Now you can start trying to get him out, umin shakilkul, and get him out shem hesach, and mourn him for being makalkul, your cloth. But that should not. You'll be dealing with a different sugya. But if you want to deal with this sugya, a paiskin, it's normal. That's how you deal. So you have to know how much of your mechus, are you mechus of one malacha.
You can mechayv him to take a chayz on the topic. Like, mechayv him like a shoyl.
Make him a shem hesach and be mechayv like a shoyl. I hear. Could be. To work it out, could be you own the cloth, and then, but then you wouldn't be paying him for his malacha, even if you're paying him malacha. To know why is he being makabel the actor achrayis, because you're paying him up front for his pool as well. So if he, depending on how much he's asked for, if he asked for only for the price of materials, then that's fine. Then you only purchased material and you didn't give him anything for his malacha, and then shem hesachah could be math at least kashoyel. But if you're paying him up front now for his pool as well, it means you're paying him complete. And with the early payment, that's why you want him to be Makabo Greater Christ. You could still probably be Mother because you'll have the head of Kavai involved. That is your poil, and you can pay up front and do whatever you want. Look, you might be able to still work it out.
Is there a problem? Not a sort that he's writing, he's the guy that's writing the Torah that's filming. It's like the in the middle.
Yeah, then Lechay, you don't have the head of Schiris. The place can say that when you have another guy, he's the, only in the middle guy, so he's only a Sarsa. So for him, for sure, you don't have the head of Poyalim.
I don't know, why is there a problem of Poyalim? Like, he doesn't give, let's say he needs for me as a Poyalim because I'm the guy off the street who doesn't know who I am, but he deals with his Poyalim, he doesn't have to give to the Poyalim for his Poyalim. Is it still a problem?
No, but I'm not dealing with this. I'm dealing with you. So you're committed to deliver a parsha to me, which you don't have. Even if you have the shayad, you don't have the shayrosh. You don't have the parsha yet. So it's ein loy. And let's say it's lo yot hashar, because even if it be yot hashar, it's not to be gotten, because it's such a great demand. You're mumcha de kasayfa. Yot hashar, it's the market price is around. You can readily available. You can get it by someone else. These parshas, but if it's a parsha that in demand, they're not readily available. So not readily available. You don't have that to yot hashar, and you don't have that of yeshlay. So memela, you can't lock in a price with him if you're giving him a down payment to lock in the price.
Such a price is not available.
Sorry.
Because it's not available.
If it's not available, so then in order to be paiskin, it has to be, we have to see that the kinyan already was chal. If he doesn't have it, then we view the money that you gave was just a halva in advance for a payment later on, means the delivery of the goods. And if by that time the goods went up in price, so you're getting more than you gave. So therefore the chazal asked that even to do such a plika, even to do such a otmach, it's already also, because maybe he's going to be delivering later on goods that are worth more. And the only way to get out of it is if we see a mechira now. The way to see the mechira now is yeshla, if he has it, so we view that the mechira already happened, even though it didn't. Or if it's yot hashar, it's as if it's yeshla, because he could go out and buy it, and it's as if it's yeshla, and as if the mechira already took place. That's parsha pshat, right? So if it's ein loy, like parshas, and it's lo yot hashar, because even if it's yot hashar, it's not readily available, it means he can't get it now, so you can't get it, that's it. So you don't have either hetzah, so you can't lock in a price if you're giving money in advance. If you're not giving money in advance, kazintai. But if you're giving money in advance to lock in a price, and it's more than just a down payment to convey commitment, but it's a sizable amount, more than just to convey commitment, and he needs access to the money, it means it's not you're putting it in escrow. You're not giving just a post-dated check. You're giving him money now that he could spend right now. So you're giving him a halva, it's also to be paisik, unless you have some other type of ad, and that's what we're looking for.
That he can get it from the soifer for this price, committed, without giving out the money to him. It doesn't mean like yeshla, it doesn't become like yeshla.
No, what you might have, and I should discuss, is we once had our locha, in Kuf Ayin Gimbal, and that is that when you're paiskin a cheaper price, normally you're allowed to, if you have a mamish a yeshla, you actually have it, I could buy it off you even for a cheaper price. That's fine. Yeshlo, you could, if I have something, I could sell even for a discount. I could do what I want, right? We had over there a halacha that if you don't have it, but ashroy b'motha, which means that you already contracted out from your wholesaler, so you're expecting a delivery any day now. Is that considered yeshlo or not? The halacha is that that's considered einlo. That's not enough. The fact that you already contracted it from your supplier, that's considered einlo. That's not enough. That's a fusha gemara. That's all by paiskin bezoya, when you sell it at a discount. Lagabi our halacha, which is a regular straight paiskin, straightforward paiskin. Right now the price is, let's say, $1,000 for the bashias. And all being paiskin is $1,000. If you can just get it from your supplier and have the whole thing, that's not enough, right? Because especially if you learn like the story we mentioned last week, I have to be able to get it, I can't get it. Both have to be able to readily available and get it that week. It's not going to be enough. But if, let's say, which very often is the case, you already ordered from this site for another three sets of pashas, but you know, you're online, so you're going to get it in 3 months now, but you already contracted from this site for these pashas. There, Rebbe Akiva Egan, Kuf Samach Beis, brings down from Matarius Chaim that he wanted to say that Ashroi B'Matha is a heta for a straightforward psika. Maram Alshaka argues. But according to Rebbe Akiva's Matarius Chaim, that will be a nice heta. And he says that this halakha, provided you already paiskin by your supply. If you want paiskin of a supplier, that's not a heta. But if you already paiskin by your supplier, so it's like what we call Ashroi B'Matha, you're expecting delivery on it, so that expecting delivery is as if you have it already, it's delivered, and there will be a heta yeshua. And in your industry, you could have it too. If you already ordered the furniture, and you're expecting delivery, and now you're selling something that you're expecting delivery, so going to Tarius Chaim, that would be mota.
And that's even if the other person is not doing it by heta?
I don't know if that makes a difference.
You have to have some heter also. Yeah,
so we're down his heter. Maybe he didn't give the guy money. Maybe, well, worry about his heter. Maybe the safe is a guy, so you don't have a problem with ribbons.
The safe is a guy, right. So then it's a
mechanism.
Forget about that.
Also, if the safer guarantees you the price, if the safer says, this is the price, and I'm not raising the price this whole year, then it's like
so we discussed like last week with your furniture, that Pasha, if you know the price is going to be even after the end of the year.
Yeah, but prices are just your price.
No, in a year from now, if I would want to buy from the site for these Pashas, could I buy it at this price?
Well, we don't need it to be a year.
Whenever it's delivered.
It's not going to take him a year to make them. If you know you're getting this Pasha in 3 months.
So if you know by the time of delivery, in 3 months' time, when it's supposed to be delivered, you know that the price will stay the same, then it's fine, an ekonomi. But I'll tell you, I'm not so convinced. Maybe in your furniture it's like that, it's more professionally done and rigid. By cipher, it's more yeshiva shemaisa, and whatever, they want to raise the price, they raise the price. Klaf goes up, they'll raise the price. They stam want to command more for their artistic style, they'll raise the price. Not only that, when they tell you 3 months, you know, it's 6 months, so it has to be really 6 months. It's, you know, they tell you it's 9 months, it's really 18 months. Whatever they tell you, it's really double. So I don't know if you're going to tell me you're going to go out all then. But if you have it, you have it. I have no problem with that. But this would be a nice heta that if you already were paiskin by your guy, then you'll have a heta. Now, once I'm on this topic, I should really point out another halakha, and then I really want to chaperayin sifei tonight. The sifei is very short. But one more halakha, if you look in the shak, sif katan zayin, the shak says that this heta, when you're chasarim beiz melachis, that it's already considered yeshloi, up to beiz melachis, if it's almost finished, it's already considered yeshloi. The shach says, the das ha-taisi, he brings down the taisis, it means he wants a pasuk like the taisis, that if it's chos ha-tikin ksas, l'chashvinin lei, we don't blibe it as a yeshloi, k'mo b'yodoi, b'inim shiyach ha-lifsak shavah he-bedalit. This new heta, that when it's almost finished, it's only missing two stages, that's already considered yeshloi, that's only for a heta of a normal psika. But if you're getting a discounted psika, which when it's a real yeshle avada, you can discount to whatever you want, but you're getting a discounted psika, if it's not a real yeshle, it's raw, you're not fully finished, then you can't have a heta of a discount, of a psika zoyla. Just like I discussed before, like the heta I just heard from Riki Vega, that shrei b'mata doesn't work for psika zoyla, only works for straight psika, so to this heta of chasar and two malachas will not work for psika zoyla, will only work for straight psika. Now Rashi, the other Rishonim will argue with this, who hold that this heta blibes the Yeshua even for a Pesika Zoyla, the Mashmai Zorasha like that. And if you look in the Goyin of Cotton Hay, the Goyin says, Afo Piva Chulu, just quotes over the Makaba, says, Sosam Kedas Rashi. The Mechaba, Stimus HaMechaba is mashma, that it's considered a yeshla even for a discounted price. But then if you say, oh, but Arash V'Taisis hold not like that. So you have to know what the Goyim means to do. Is he mean to argue with the Mechaba? But he holds the Mechaba is passing like Rashi. But the Shach, knowing the Mechaba, Ava Pikein, Paskins like Tesis Lechumra, that this whole heta is only a heta for the regular market price. But the guy is desperate for cash, and he wants to raise capital, and he wants to give you a good price, but he's not finished yet, according to Shach, it's also because the fact that he's only chosa one or two malachas is not enough of a yeshloi to give at a discounted price. Okay, let's hop around one more sif, it's very short. Ha-paisik al-ashar, and someone who's paisik on ashar, tzarech. This is going back to Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel. When the het is out, Paiskin al Ashar. Tzarech shlo yaviach bedova klum. From the Lokeach's perspective, he can't profit from this deal whatsoever. Because remember we said last week that the het of Paiskin al Ashar is the longest is that the Lokeach could say, you didn't do me a toiva. I could have gone myself to Hini Vashili and purchased it and stocked it and stored it. You, I got nothing from you. There was no Tavis of Mamela. We don't see a payback. We don't see any ribbons that you're providing me by delivering me the goods in 3 months' time and holding on to the price and locking in the price. I could have done the same thing. I could have gone to the Shuk. Remember, it's Yetzar Shah. I could have purchased it myself now and held it for the 3 months. So Mamela, because of that Torah, the Gemara says, I have to make sure I don't get any benefit. So therefore the halakha, the apetik al-ashah, it's actually a vik b'dov klum kegoin. The Gemara's kaishim, minat shalokeh, nisim schar sirsa. I don't have access to that guy. If I would have to try to buy from that guy, I would have to get a sirsa, someone has a connection with him. But you, the seller, of course, you do a lot of business, you can get it from him straight. You're not going to have that sirsa tag on price. And if you're willing to deliver to me without that extra price of sirsa, it's not going to be permissible. Because then you're giving me more than I could have gotten. For me to go straight to Hini Vashili, for me to go straight to the wholesaler, to the manufacturer, I would have to pay more. Or I have to pay a sars or a go-between to do it. So therefore, Tzarek Shiitunu, I'm going to have to give you that extra price. And so too, Zok Rush, based on this Gemara, but Tzarek Shiitunu, Meicha Chasarin, Shiru'in Leschasa, Lefi Amidu, Lefi Azman. When you buy apples or fruit, or wheat, over time, the Gemara says, they diminish. Like, if you look in the Taz, he says, Pish makmas achilis achbarab, the mice get to it, so it rots a little bit. Or mispazeris, it becomes, I don't know, it breaks apart. So you're gonna lose something. And the Gemara has a formula for this. The Gemara in Lagabi Shoimrim, in Hamafkit, has a formula for this. What's normal for it to go, to diminish over time? So let's say it loses 1% or 2% over time, you're gonna have to deduct that 1% to 2%. Because had you purchased it now and stacked it yourself now, you would lose that 1%, 2% yourself as well. So you wouldn't be allowed to take the full price, the full amount, the 100%, or because you could have bought it. If you would have bought it, you would have lost out.
What about storage fees?
So the price can discuss about storage fees. So I want to say maybe he had storage space, but if you have to pay for storage space, some price can today talk and say maybe you'll have to deduct that. You bothered last week, what am to Achrayis of Oinsin. That the Pnei Yeshua says that's not a problem. Because why am I talking going into the deal? Why am I talking not nuts and buy the stuff right now? I'm not willing to buy it right now because I want it to be your headache. I want you to have the cries that if in 3 months something happens that spoils over time, I have you to blame and you're going to have to deliver me other goods. If I would buy it now, that means I'm going to be vulnerable for the cries of Einstein. And Panesha would ask this kasha. I look, hurry, I'm getting So he says, the word is that when you look at the deal, remember, this is only Ribbis the Rabbanan. He says, as long as you look at the deal is a smooth deal. It's what you paid for, it's what you got. You don't see anything extra in amount, in commas, that's fine. The fact that you have vulnerable and you have the risk factor involved, that he says, we don't see in the actual Mechira.
Okay.
So he's, it's a Zaytuk, which may make sense. It's a business guy, it makes a lot of sense, and everyone understands it. But you don't see delivering more than what you got. As long as you can get those items. Bishloim is the case of the Makaba, I hear Brahm. Sirsa, I wouldn't be able to get it if I didn't pay a Sirsa. Or the other thing that we know it's a standard amount, that it always diminishes over time. So then you can't tell me I would have gotten this 100 in 3 months' time, because 100 in 3 months' time is only 98 pounds. So I don't see it. But the fact that I have risk factors involved, that's Zaytik, he says, and that's not a problem.
What if I get this stuff quicker?
What do you mean, what's the case?
Oh, he pays me up front.
Pays you up front, but you're going to deliver, and
it's the same amount, it's not getting cheaper, it's not getting...
So what's the problem?
I'm giving it a better service, I'm giving it to him quicker.
So that's not really Hilchos Paisim. You want to know Tama, if a guy gives money up front and he's asking for, what? I don't know if that's a problem for a kid. You make him look chachili, you deliver it in 2 months rather than 3 months. You kite two things. You want to say that if you pay me later, then I'll give it in three, and if I pay me now, I'll give it into two, but the mechir is done in two anyway. We had Grada Halacha before like that, that as long as there's no problem with the poiskin, so that's not the problem. The problem is mitzad that I'm selling you to earlier. So forget, let's say I really have it. And I say, if you pay me now, I'll give it to you in 2 months' time. I'm willing to go through the mechir in 2 months' time. If you don't pay me now, and you pay me later, I'm going to give it to you in 3 months' time. I don't know if that's considered a problem. It's a mechir. I don't know if that's considered an advantage. I'm giving you more. Here I'm giving you something that might be worth more value over time. That's the problem of poiskin. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.